Welcome to It's a No-Brainer, the podcast that tries to make sense of all of life's stupidities. By popular demand, and by popular demand, I mean by two people, we have a new intro. Bye-bye, circus music.
And I believe one of those votes were my own, actually.
Yeah, I think that was. That's true. You couldn't resist.
I could. I just love it.
It's a no-brainer.
It's great.
Yeah.
I like it. It invokes the notorious B.I.G. in me and everybody.
It takes it to the streets.
Yes.
It does. I just hope they don't find out.
Yeah. If they do, then we're screwed. But yeah, actually doing better in the polls, though, is our Are You a Giraffe poll, which, again, we posted the question on our Facebook page, Are You a Giraffe? We had the choices of yes, no, and maybe, and the winner was maybe, with 5 votes.
What?
Yeah, yes and no got 1 vote, respectively.
So that's fantastic. So we have 1 fan who's a giraffe, and then we got 5 people who aren't sure if they are a giraffe. So
we have 1 person who also knows for a fact they are not a giraffe.
True. True, they know for a fact. That's good. That's good that we're getting out to the giraffes, though, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we've reached Africa, that means.
I feel like we need to reach out to these people that are saying maybe.
Yeah, we need to help them identify who they are.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They don't know. Lost souls.
So, the 5 maybes. Do you have really long necks? We'll start there. Do you have really long necks? Just, you know, email us or talk on our Facebook. Mm-hmm. I'll start a conversation on our Facebook page and we'll figure out what you are.
We're going to get down to the bottom of this.
Yeah, we want to help you here. Remember, we learned last episode we're also educational.
How long is your tongue?
Yeah, that's a question. Do you have spots? Do you appreciate eating tree leaves? That's another good question.
When you get aggressive with another person, do you just try and slam your head into them?
Yeah.
Throw your neck about?
Can you dunk a basketball?
No. That's a tough question because, honestly, most giraffes would probably have a hard time dunking a basketball because they're so much higher up than the hoop.
Yeah. No, I can't get the image out of slam dunking giraffes.
How would they hold the ball? Do they have the ball balanced on their nose?
Can they just like, can they just like open up their mouth and just like use a suction force?
Use their tongue.
Oh my god, yes, it's so long.
Anyway, on with the show. I'm a sweet and innocent platypus named Josh.
I'm an adorable baby sloth named Jeff.
And I'm a precious little Wobbuffet named Zach.
Yeah, precious.
Are Pokemon animals?
Yeah,
I know some of them are.
I don't know. They force them to fight each other like they do in cock rings and animal or cocks are.
Cock rings.
I know exactly.
Excuse
what
me,
they are.
Cock rings
or cock fights. Sorry,
cock fights.
Yeah, cock rings. You know. Yeah. No, Jeff, keep going with that.
Yeah. You know, cock rings where cocks fight each other.
Yeah.
During all this horsing around, we barely worry about what we say. That's why we've got the bleep of the week in place, so that you won't badger us about our decency.
The name of a female dog is a bitch.
When you say it like that, it doesn't count as cursing, and therefore cannot be bleeped out.
How about this time, bitch?
Oh.
What if he says cock-f***er?
Yeah, does cock-f***er get bleeped?
I don't know.
Do you just bleep out f***er, or
do you block out cock?
Or maybe it's the whole thing. Let's try it again. Cock-f***er.
Cock-f***er.
Cock!
All I hear are cats meowing, so
yeah,
we'll never know.
Where'd all these pussies come from?
We'll initiate episode 9, like many of the episodes before it, by reading a few of the stupidest news stories from the past week. Jeff, you have one for me?
Yeah, since, you know, I'm a fellow shipper and a man who can handle boxes, if you know what I mean.
Ladies.
I have no idea what innuendo that was supposed to be.
It wasn't innuendo. I just work for a major shipping company, that's all.
Oh.
The title of the news article is Suspicious Package Found to Be a Board Game.
Wait, do you mean like suspicious package?
No, like a brown box that was suspicious.
Oh.
Like, you know how...
You're taking all the fun out of this, Jeff!
I hate you!
Oh, no, yeah, penis. That's what you're going for.
Yeah. I want this to be the best Dr. Ruth fan cast I possibly can.
Oh.
And you're ruining it for me.
Is that old woman's chili? Yeah,
I don't know. Rita, can you Google that for us?
Sex therapist Dr. Ruth Westheimer turned 84 years old on June 4th of this year.
Thanks so much. Okay, go ahead, Jeff. This is all yours now. I won't interrupt anymore with my
that's
suggestions.
All right. Hey, all right, this happened actually in Sundsvall, Sweden. Excuse my pronunciation. I don't speak a lot of Sweden.
You don't speak a lot of Sweden?
No, I don't speak a lot of Sweden.
Didn't you ever watch The Muppets?
Oh, yeah. Bork, 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 bork for our Swedish crowd.
That wasn't highly offensive or unrealistic.
No. All right.
No one from Sweden's listening to this.
Yeah, so we're fine. All right. The Swedish police responded to a report of a suspicious package in an airport trash can, said that they discovered the object was found to be a board game. Police said the package was found on Sunday by a custodian in the bathroom in the Midlanda airport, I'm guessing.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to go with that. My Sweden's not good.
Again.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, all right. I'm doing that on purpose. I hope you realize. Okay. And then the police x-rayed the package on Monday, and it just discovered to be a board game. Unfortunately, they don't say what board game it was.
I was just going to say, nowhere in there specify.
No, it contained a board game called Sun's Valtakluts Palette.
Oh, look at that. I totally missed it. Yeah. Called Sun's Valtakluts. Yeah,
I'm going to try this. I'm going to try this.
It's called Swedish.
Swedish. Hey.
Sun's Valtakluts.
Whoa, you speak Sweden?
I hate you.
So I'm guessing that translates to perfection, because there is no board game that I can think of that makes you think that a bomb is about to go off.
Oh,
like, I remember playing that game as a kid, and I don't even know why I even forced myself to play it. I hated it so much. God, like,
it scared the shit out of me every time.
Do you guys remember those terrifying commercials for that game?
Yes.
With the crazy, like, unhinged schizophrenic dude that had shit popping out of his chest.
Didn't he have, like, a 4-inch long chin?
Yeah, he had like a chin that lasted forever and a crazy trench coat. He looked like a weird Flasher.
It was the scariest thing in the world.
He was running around like, kids, check out what's popping out of my jacket.
Didn't he have like one of those like Matthew Lesko question mark suits? And he's like, hey guys, you want to play a game?
The fact that you knew that guy's name was just delightful.
Hey, try to put the scalene triangle where the isosceles triangle belongs. Try it. Pop goes perfection.
Try it. There might be in there, that's yours. Claim it.
You want to hear something really disappointing? I just translated that. It literally means Sun's Fall game. it's the city's own game.
So it's like a local monopoly version.
Yeah,
like,
basically. So what I think it is.
They mean like Catopoly and Pokemonopoly.
Yeah.
Apparently.
That is the best portmanteau of anything. Pokemonopoly. It just flows together so
Pokopoly.
Well.
So yeah, that was my news article.
That was great. Zach, do you happen to have one for me?
Well, yes, I do. This is actually police. Assault started with domino game.
Ooh.
Good start.
Is that slang for anything?
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
But we're going to set the stage in beautiful, sunny Indianapolis.
Okay.
Oh, everyone loves Indianapolis.
So, Indiana police said a woman is accused of hitting her ex-boyfriend with a fan and cutting him with a knife because she suspected him of cheating at dominoes.
Holy sh!
Wow.
Someone takes that game seriously.
Wow. The Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department said Rita Chan... Whoa.
Uh-oh. Whoa. Whoa. Wait a second.
It's spelled differently.
Oh,
okay. I was going to say it.
Okay.
I'm scared there.
Yeah.
I was really scared. I was wondering why she hasn't been around all that much lately.
Yeah.
Rita Cheney, 49, asked Charles Thompson, 50, to leave her apartment early Sunday after she suspected him of faulty scorekeeping in a game of dominoes, the Indianapolis Star reported Monday. This is some high-stakes dominoes here.
It's like,
this is, you don't around with dominoes. Are they playing chicken foot? Or are they like, what are they doing?
I don't know.
I just saw something. It's a no-brainer. Plays dominoes. And then just will eventually break onto a knife fight. According to this,
they were playing Mexican Train, I bet.
Oh!
Yay, stereotypes! Police arrived at 4:55 a.m. and took Cheney to jail on preliminary felony charges of battery, domestic battery, and criminal recklessness.
I really hope this Cheney lady just realizes that all these charges are worth this domino game where she probably would have won if he didn't cheat.
Yeah.
It's true. Man. Dominoes is intense. Normally, I've only played dominoes with old people in my life.
Yeah, they just don't bust the knives out when they're old.
No, they really don't. They throw, like, toothpicks at you, though.
And prunes if they got them nearby.
Gotta love the prunes.
All right, Josh, do you have an article for me? Yeah, yes, I do.
All right, Josh is talking to himself again. I'll go grab his meds.
Oh, schizo Josh.
No!
You can't shut me up.
Projectile vomit sound effect. All right. The last article we have for you, New York City gym teacher claims 6-year-old student beat him up.
All right.
At 5'10" and 220 pounds, gym teacher John Webster is not a slight figure. But the former college football player claims a 50-pound 6-year-old student physically assaulted him and sent him to therapy.
What?
Well, I would need therapy, too.
I suppose if a 6-year-old beat you up, but how does that happen?
If you got your shocked by a 6-year-old.
It's like, that was one poopy face comment too many, and he just snapped.
Holy shit.
The New York Post reports that Webster fractured his ankle and injured his knee all at the hands of 4'2" Rodrigo Carpio. Walker says he now has to wear a brace on his right leg.
Holy hell, how does a 6-year-old do that? Also, I feel like 4'2" is really tall for a 6-year-old.
That is pretty tall, actually.
Yeah, 4'2", but and given, I mean, never mind. Nope, we're not going there. You know what? I've already made one Mexican joke. I can't keep going.
I'm surprised they didn't have a knife.
God damn it.
The first grader apparently kicked the school principal and pinched several individuals, including a school security officer.
I like the quote. It's sort of like an angel devil sort of thing. The boy looks like an angel, but then all of a sudden the halo turns into horns. It's been a nightmare. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? All his colleagues probably looking like, wow, you pussy. You just let... You're a football player, and you let a 6-year-old fracture your ankle. I mean, looking at that kid, you should be able to just, like, kick him in the face.
The picture of this little kid that's attached to this article is fantastic. The caption even calls him Tiny Terror Rodrigo.
Is he wearing a Ralph Lauren polo shirt?
Oh, he sure as hell is.
That should have been your first sign that this kid was a douchebag,
right? I keep wanting his collar to be popped, but you can only
imagine. That develops in time. He's got to reach those awkward teen years, then he can start popping his collar.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to join our Sundsvall Spell It League, be kept up to date on our show, or find a recipe for Jesus-shaped pancakes, you can follow at No Brainer Show on Twitter or like us at facebook.com/NoBrainerShow. We did break the 30-person mark on Facebook, finally. Woo!
Butt in the butt!
Oh, I ruined it for everyone.
We should challenge people to try and get this to like 100 in the next episode coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then if you get it to 100, I will eat graham crackers on air.
That's really disappointing. I think you really gotta up the ante here. Graham crackers are delicious.
Right?
If he was allergic, that would be a spectacle.
I am allergic to coconut.
All right, that's a good call. That's a good call. Jeff will eat graham crackers on air, and we'll find out if he's allergic or not.
Jeff, you want some more? Get it?
Oh, that was an awful pun.
More stupid stuff after this short break.
You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to crash your car into someone else's porch. You gotta know when to drink and drive, and when to get a DUI.
Gonna make your kids cry when you go to jail for life.
In the week following the release of episode 7, we tried to raise some money to fund the show by allowing you to challenge any of us to a dare of your own creation. We weren't expecting anyone to help us until...
One very awesome lady named Sadie B stepped up to our challenge and gave us the only dollar of our fundraising attempt.
And with her gracious donation comes the dare for a dollar.
The rules of the game, for those of you playing along at home, the challenged person must withstand the conditions of the dare for a total of 10 minutes.
In the case they shall fail the dare... They must pay a penalty, which will be voted upon by our listeners.
Let it now be known that this week's Dare for a Dollar victim is... Jeff!
Of course.
Agent Rita will now brief you of your mission, Jeff.
Every time you speak, you must sing to the tune of Hey, Yeah, Yeah.
You know the He-Man thing?
Oh, the He-Man thing, okay. Can I do it in the He-Man style?
Sure. Before we start your challenge, Jeff, a few things to address. Your dare will begin when you hear this sound. Rita will be counting down the remaining time you have left throughout this segment, so you have no excuse to slip up. To let you know, once you have accurately completed your dare, you will hear this sound. However, if you hear this sound, you have failed the dare, and you're going to pay a penalty in next week's show.
Oh, boy.
I just want to put this out there. I originally suggested that this segment be called Jeff is Challenged.
Depending on how well he does here, we might make that a recurring thing.
I just think, I thought it was a better title.
That is a funnier title, for
you know,
sure.
I wouldn't mind being challenged every week.
No?
I think you're up to it.
No.
Well, let's see how this goes. If you survive this one, we might keep it open.
Do I have to sing it, or do I just have to have the high-pitched voice kind of matching the thing?
I think you gotta sing it.
You must.
I think you gotta get the tune.
Sadie specified every time you speak, you must sing to the tune.
So, like, if I want to say, I love this Rubik's Cube, yeah, like that. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
That's it.
Just making sure.
Okay. We're gonna read some excerpts from 50 Shades of Grey now. Okay. So anyway, we're gonna read from 50 Shades of Grey. We're going to give this first one to, I guess,
I can read one.
You want to read the first one?
Yeah, sure.
May
all right. I have the second one?
No, we're going to give you the last one.
Okay.
Okay. That's fine with you? Okay.
Okay. He said okay.
All right. What's going on? All right. So Zach, go ahead. Take it away.
I got to get into the voice for this.
Yes. This requires a certain timbre to the
voice. Really does. Sitting beside me, he gently pulls my sweatpants down. Up and down like a whore's drawers, my subconscious remarks bitterly. In my head, I tell her where to go. Christian squirts a baby oil into it. I can't do that. That's so gross. Christian squirts baby oil into his hand and then rubs my behind with careful tenderness. From makeup remover to soothing balm for a spanked ass. Who would have thought it was such a versatile liquid?
What's going on?
I don't know. You know, the last sentence there is like a Billy Mays advert. It's like, from makeup over to soothing ball for his big ass.
Jeff.
Billy Mays here with his versatile liquid.
I can't handle this. This is really hard. I can't stop laughing.
Hey, Jeff, I have one real easy question to ask you. Do you pray?
I said hey. Yes, I pray.
I'm just going to keep asking you that question until you get it right.
All right. Maybe he doesn't know the answer. He would pray if his name was Christian, though.
Oh,
and that's
God.
Kind of like out of context, too. Like,
8 minutes.
I have never read the book, and I don't intend on reading the book, but it's like Christian squirts baby oil in his hand, like all sacred Christian.
Yeah, that's actually when I was reading it, to pull the veil back a little bit, I hadn't read this yet. Therefore, when I read it, I was expecting it to actually be as in the faith and not a person. So I don't know. When I read the word Christian, that's just what it invoked in my head.
Well, let's go ahead. Go back into the book here. I'm going to take this next one here. Oh, dear. No. No. Mm.
You're doing it.
I've got to do it. Everybody's doing it. Okay.
Listen. You're going to make it.
I believe it. Yes, I do. I say, hey, you can do it.
Thanks.
God damn. This is
I love this.
7 minutes.
Oh, he prays.
I've been waiting for that.
Oh my God, that's late.
All right, here I go. I pull him deeper into my mouth.
That sounded so pained coming out. Oh man, you didn't. Oh, I think you killed Jeff.
I think he's not speaking, so he's not breaking the rules.
I know.
So as long as he keeps laughing like a little girl.
I'm crying.
And you cried?
Oh my God, does it cry? It cries.
Sadie, look at what you have done to us.
All the time.
I pull him deeper into my mouth so I can feel him at the back of my throat and then to the front again. My tongue swirls around the end. He's my very own Christian Grey flavored popsicle. I suck harder and harder. My inner goddess is doing the merengue with some salsa moves. What?
This is not arousing. What the hell?
I think my penis just died.
You can't get an erection.
Oh, no.
It's dead forever.
It's gone.
Dead penis.
The same Christian who uses the versatile liquid known as baby oil. Has a flavored popsicle that makes people think of merengue and
popsicles. Well,
yep.
Are you ready for all this, right, Jeff?
Jeff, this is yours.
I'm gonna have a hard time. I know it.
5 minutes.
But hey, I'm gonna read it.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you. Before I know it. He's got both of my hands in his vice grip above my head, and he's pinning me to the wall using his lips. His other hand grabs my head and yanks down, bringing my face up, and his lips are mine. My tongue tightly strokes his and joins his slow.
Erotic dance.
His erection is against my belly. This is f***ing disgusting. This is hard.
Holy s***.
They're playing belly sticks.
Oh my God.
How much time do I have? My throat hurts.
You've got about 4 minutes left. We've gotten through various selections of the book, so now let's take a look at some of the Amazon.com reviews of the book. I'll go ahead and read the one star review. This is by Zazon. The title is Rolling My Eyes in Disgust. I bite my lip and flush deep crimson at my inner goddess's poor taste in books. This is already great. This is better than what I've already read. All right. My subconscious rolls her eyes and strolls away. I feel strange muscles clenching deep in my belly. I take a deep breath and puke. I have issues with wasted time, but I keep reading, thinking that it just has to get better, but it doesn't. I roll my eyes in disgust, thinking that two more epistles await my twitching palm. Excuse me while I go hang my inner goddess with a silver gray woven tie.
3 minutes.
That is
they
the
really
best,
got the voice down.
That is the best one star review I've ever read.
Oh, that's
it's like
fantastic.
In the style. It's in the style of it, and it is so condescending. It is.
It made me horny.
Oh, that review made you horny. Not any of the stuff we read before that.
No.
Okay. Zach,
I got this one. So this one is 3.0 out of 5 stars. Graphic beyond belief. And this review is by Heather L. I sure wish the people who recommended this book would have warned me about its insanely graphic nature. Lottie! What is that word?
Lottie?
L-A-W-D-Y.
It's the slang version of Lordy. Like, is Lord, it? Please.
It's
Lord.
Southern stuff!
We gather here.
Christian Grey. It's not a Christian book.
Lottie! I felt dirty reading this with children. Scratch that. I felt dirty reading this with anyone in the room. I shut my iPad so fast, so many times. But I finished it. This is a trashy romance novel on steroids. You have been warned. But she still gave it 3 out of 5 stars.
She did. I felt dirty reading this with children. Is she like a teacher or something? She's kind of messed up.
It's a bedtime story.
Today we will be learning about the color gray, and I have brought 50 shades of gray.
This is not what I thought it was!
Then Christian took his throbbing hard penis and rammed it so hard inside of her.
In?
Butt shot out!
Out! In? out.
Can you do that with me, kids? Oh,
God. Swallow, spit, opposites.
Oh, no. Today we're going to learn about the many uses of baby oil.
It's not just for babies anymore.
Billy Mays here.
1 minute.
That was close. We almost got him. He wanted to jump in so bad. No. Didn't he want
I
it?
Love Billy Mays. You just got to resist these last couple minutes.
Five stars. I love these books forever and read them every year. And they are happy books. Love them.
And this got 5 stars. Okay.
Only 1 out of 8 people found the following review.
So far, I haven't found it helpful at all.
I have read and reread. Love this book. It made me smile. That's all that matters. I like all books. Kudos to the author.
Resist.
For entertaining me. I loved all 3.
Challenge complete.
You did it! You survived the day!
Yes! I can go back to normal!
Yay!
My throat was hurting. I don't know if you could hear me cracking.
I could hear that at the last few moments there. That was well done to you. I don't know. That was a difficult challenge.
That was. Morally for my throat.
Your throat sounded like it used some baby oil right about now.
Or Christian Grey flavored popsicles. Popsicles, whoa!
Vince with ShamWow, it's Christian Glade Forever Popsicles.
All right, rest of the review.
Yep.
It's the only books I owned a brand new copy of. I share them with my friends and love them. If it's too hardcore, then it's not for you. It rang my bell. Yahoo!
Oh, I don't like that.
It rang my bell?
It certainly did ring her bell because she hit that capstone.
Is that a song?
Just left it. Ring my bell.
Okay, all right.
Ring my bell.
Sure. I was going to say...
that song that's 70s.
I didn't think that those are the lyrics. But then again, neither was mine.
Baby, you can ring my bell.
Nope, that's the Beatles.
If you have a cellular device, touchtone phone, a rotary phone, give our podcast hotline a call at 864-96-BRAIN. That's 864-962-7246. Even more stupid stuff after this break.
At the end of every show, Rita gives birth to the least stupidest person in the room. How anyone becomes her adoptive mother is up to her. So, Rita, what is the challenge this week?
Crack the facts, unless you're whack.
In this game, each of us will be given a fun fact with a blank that contains a mystery word or words that we must guess by asking yes or no questions. We will have a total of 3 minutes to deduce the missing word or words. The person who can do it in the quickest amount of time is going to be this week's winner.
Yay!
Zach, as you were the winner of last week's challenge, you have the option of who goes first in this week's challenge.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be Jeff.
All right, Jeff.
It's definitely. He tried to give me a run for my money there last week, and
he did.
I came out on top,
you
but
pulled it out.
I think this is kind of like the on Jeff episode.
That could be.
Whatever. I'm just going to shit on.
So, okay. Last episode was Rimshot. This episode is on Jeff.
Oh.
We're going for the Dutch audience.
50
time.
Shades of Jeff.
50 Shades of Jeff.
Oh, never say that again.
Oh.
No.
All right, Zach, and then who's going second and who's going last?
I think I'll opt for last.
Okay, so it goes Jeff, Josh, Zach.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'll do that.
All right, fair enough. Jeff. So Rita will read out the fact aloud, and then as the timer will start after you ask your first question, okay?
Okay.
Walmart sells more blank than any other item.
Is it a cleaning product?
No.
Do you wear it?
No.
Is it a toy?
No.
Is it an electronic?
No.
Is it plastic?
No.
Is it food?
Yes.
Is it junk food?
No.
Is it healthy?
Yes.
Is it a fruit?
Yes.
Is it yellow?
Yes.
Is it a banana?
Yes.
Holy sh!
Yeah! holy that was mother fishy. Of pearl.
Wow. I'm impressed with myself, actually.
Yeah. God damn.
Wow. I guess bored, all
that was a record.
All that talk of gray flavored popsicles got you in the mindset of banana,
yeah.
Wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. By the way, eating a banana and staring someone in the eye, very awkward, I found out.
Rita, how well did he do?
Jeff, you completed your fun fact in 24 seconds.
All right. Wow. That's tough to beat for you guys.
Damn.
Okay. So even if I go past 24 seconds, we're going to keep going. Just
right. Because we got to figure out who's second place.
Exactly.
Did you say Zachly?
Exactly.
Not only did he say that, but also you're assuming that you're going to win.
That's true. What if I know the fact already?
This could be the fastest challenge.
True. True. I didn't think of that.
In IANB history.
All right. I believe, Josh, you're second, right?
Yeah, that would be correct.
All right. Like with me, your time will start after you ask your first question.
All right.
And Rita will read you your question. Rita, what is it?
1 out of every 20 people have an extra blank.
Oh, my goodness. 1 out of every 20 people have an extra blank.
Correct.
Okay. Is it a body part?
No.
Oh. Is it mechanical?
No.
Is it electronic?
No.
Is it a food?
No.
Is it something that you find in the house?
No.
Is it a living thing?
Yes.
Is it a plant?
No.
Is it a piece of gum?
No.
An extra piece of extra?
No.
Maybe? No. Maybe? I'm grasping for straws.
Oh, double so mint.
Double mint. Jason Fruit?
No.
Big Red?
No.
Orbit?
No.
Five?
No.
It's not we've gum. Already established it's not gum.
Oh, okay. Onward. 1 out of 20 people have an extra blank?
Toe.
Is it money related?
No.
So it's living. Is it a living will?
No.
Did I ask if it was a person?
No.
They have an extra kid.
Have an extra...
Throw another one down the well.
So it's not a body part. And it's living. What lives, but it's not human. So it's not...
It deals with humans.
It's, Does it have to do with science?
Yes.
Okay. Does it have to do with... No, that's... No, because that's not a... It's not a body part. Is it within the body?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I strayed off the course too quickly.
Yeah.
Is it... So it's part of a body. Isn't it extra fallopian tube?
No.
Oh my god!
So it's within the body. Have an extra... So it's not a body part, but within the body. Have an extra white blood cell.
No.
Oh my god.
Have an extra... Alright, is it above the waist?
Yes.
Is it below the waist?
No.
Okay, so it's exclusively above the waist. Is it above the neck?
No.
Is it below the neck?
Yes.
Okay. Is it between the nipples?
No.
Alright, so it's away from the nipples. Is it... Is it a nipple?
No.
Oh. It's not between the nipples.
You gotta be running out of time soon.
Close.
It's between the nipples.
Part of it's between the nipples. Oh my goodness. Is it? Oh, I didn't even know. Oh gosh. Yeah, I'm done.
You're out of time. Any guesses, Zach? You seem kind of like you're...
Originally, I was just going to say either joint or bone, but...
Well, it is a bone.
Oh, it's a rib, bone. Isn't
it? It's a rib.
Oh, no.
An extra rib.
I disagree. A rib has to be a body part, isn't it?
Are bones body parts?
I don't know.
I always thought body parts were like arm, leg, head, shoulder.
I don't know. That's tough, actually.
Because like when you learn the body part song, it's head, shoulder, knees, and toes. Knees.
Because I thought rib originally, and then I dismissed it because I thought like, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. We should go to Yahoo Answers for this.
Oh no.
So okay, yeah. Some of the facts that we've seen on here, the body part that has the most bones is the hand. So It's saying the body part is the hand, but within the hand is containing so is the bones. So the bones wouldn't be a body part. So okay. You were correct in programming Rita in such that way.
All right.
Hot so, damn.
That was intense. You're, but
like a circus.
And I know I thought of that too. It was like my original thoughts were toes, fingers, nipples, ribs. Nipples. I'm like thinking of body parts that people have more than one of.
Right.
Nostrils. Alrighty. Oh, we should have had Zach do that one, but that's alright. Oh
well. Yeah, whatever.
Who cares?
No one likes Zach.
Yeah.
Everybody hates Jeff.
There could be another segment.
Everybody hates Jeff.
We'll just have like a trash Jeff episode. You can read all the hate mail we don't get.
Go f*** yourself, Jeff.
You can make a bunch of fake hate mail.
Dear,
for
it's
me.
A no-brainer show. I really hate Jeff. You should get rid of him.
He smells like french fries.
Rita is a better female than Jeff will ever be.
What? I don't even know what that means.
Jeff's voice is the same noise that cheese would make as it's being grated. If it had a voice.
All right, Zach, you know the time to beat. So you got to be pretty I'm quick scared. If you want to win, but we'll let you play the whole thing out just to see if you can at least
good second.
Beat me. All right. Jeff is the only one who has won at this game. All right, your fact. Go ahead and read it, Rita.
Nokia has submitted a patent application for a blank that tingles when your phone rings.
Trying to think of a really good first question to ask here.
Yeah, that can go so many
ways. I don't have
ways.
Very much time to work with here to beat him.
Why are you staring at me?
Because I'm just eyeing you up. I got to beat your time.
I have no idea what it is.
24 seconds.
And is it an electronic?
No.
Is it... It's not a watch, is it?
No.
Obviously not another phone. A beeper. Is it... Is it a body part?
No.
Is it attached to the flesh?
Yes.
4 seconds.
Piercing?
No.
Tattoo?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that was so close. Hold on.
Nice.
Rita, we need a ruling. We need a ruling. Just to, you're going to count it. You're going to go back to the tape and you're going to count it. Rita, how well did he do?
To beat Jeff, you must have completed your fun fact in less than 24 seconds. Zach. The amount of time it took you to complete your fun fact was 23.2 seconds.
Oh, holy my goodness!
You deserve a high five on that.
What just happened?
My only regret is that my crowd was not here to witness this great success, but unfortunately they all died in a fire.
Sorry.
You guys wouldn't happen to know anything about that, would
no,
you?
No, of course not.
No, what are you talking about?
What are you thinking? What are you suggesting? Are you suggesting something?
And for that matter, I haven't seen Randy Newman anywhere since then. Well, moving on.
Yeah.
All right, let's not talk
Zach,
about murder.
Zach, congratulations on your second win in a row.
Woo!
That was the most impressive win that this show has ever seen.
I don't know. Toothpaste was still pretty good.
That was good, but I mean, we all sucked that game too. This was the most exciting game, the exciting finish we ever had.
Oh, yep, that's what they all say.
Yep. I'm sure that's what
23 seconds.
That's what Christian Gray said too. That's the most exciting finish I've ever seen.
You're just all jealous because I kicked your ass. Follow us on Twitter at No Brainer Show.
Or if you'd like to face us at Facebook, it's facebook.com/NoBrainerShow.
If you want to E us or give us some E.
Can we please?
Yes.
Can we get some digital E?
NoBrainerShow@gmail.com is where you need to give us that E.
Please don't send us E.
Or if you want to send us a hot, steamy voicemail of 50 Shades of Grey reading, it's 864-96-BRAIN, 864-962-7246.
This is the sound that Zach makes.
And this is the sound that Jeff makes.
And this is the sound that a Josh makes. And it sounds that way to remind you that life is stupid, and so is everyone.
Except Sadie B.
Yeah, she rocks.
Shut the f*** up, you two. Also, Sadie B, you rock.